Blog Talk Radio.
219 The Talk.
Freedom.
Let freedom swallow you whole.
Let's talk about real issues.
Freedom. Free your mind, body, and soul.
Life. Love. Relationships.
Freedom. Let freedom become your home.
The real deal. You know what? Let's just get into it.
219 The Talk.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Of course, I'm a little late, but I'm here. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. I was in traffic. Oh, my Lord. I was at work. And somebody asked me to do them a favor and drive, which I get paid to drive, so no problem. But they didn't let me know that they were setting me up to have to sit and watch somebody till 6 o'clock. Oh, my God. And let me tell y'all something about people or about the element of surprise when it comes to your time. It is not a good thing to be sent somewhere and know you got other stuff to do. But, hey, you know, still made it. We made it a little late. But I am not passing up, amen, this hour of power. Hallelujah. Yes, we still are playing the 219 The Talk jingle, but we are converting this show to My Gospel Soul. Why? Because that's what we talk about on this show. Amen. Now, we talk about God's goodness. Amen. His grace and his mercy. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. And I am feeling so good in my spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I keep talking about the spiritual warfare service that I attended, praise God. It was such a blessing to me. Amen. The man of God, amen, prophesied into my life. Glory to God. And I'm seeing the manifestation, amen, of it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I know a lot of times, praise God, we get a prophecy, praise God. Amen. And it does not come through, praise God. But, amen, I can truly say, amen, the man of God told me, praise God, and I'm going to get an answer or understanding of what God is doing, and I really have. Hallelujah. Praise God, and I am just, amen, again, welcome to the show. I am so excited to be on the air with you tonight. Amen. I am believing that something will be said, praise God, that will change your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get my switchboard up. Praise God. Amen. So that I can interact with you all. Praise God. Amen. All right. Let's see. Let's see. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How has everybody's day been? Glory to God. How has it been? Amen. Mondays are trying for a lot of people. Mondays, praise God. Amen. Some people have to get it together. Me, amen, I'm just trying to get it together. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. While the switchboard is up and running, tonight I'm going to be talking about, oh, there she is. Amen. Hey, Onis.
Hey.
Amen. Hold on. I got to make sure I can hear. Can you hear me?
Yes, I've been hearing you. You couldn't hear
oh,
me.
Oh, praise God. Amen. I had to click you in. Praise God. I finally got the switchboard up. Praise God. Amen. I'm so encouraged in my spirit. Praise God. And tonight we're going to be talking about glorious freedom. Amen. We're going to be at Matthew 18:2-4 a little later on in the show. Praise God. I'm going to increase the minutes on the show. Hallelujah. So we can have a full hour because I'm just that excited about what God is going to do tonight. I want to tell me how your day went. Amen. This month and the weekend. Fill us in.
You know, every day that you are blessed to be above ground and not underground, it's just a glorious day. No matter what comes your way, we know that, you know, that God's grace and mercy has covered us. So whatever come your way, you know, hey, handle it if you can. If you can't, put it in God's hand and keep on shouting glory, hallelujah. So I've had some great days. I won't complain.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. I know that's right. Somebody said that to me yesterday. I said, how you doing? He said, oh, I won't complain. I don't have no reason to complain. Amen. Hallelujah. That's how I know God is moving.
Yes, we can say that because, you know, when I went to bed each night, there were no bombs flying or threatening to hit anywhere where close by me. So there were no storms reported in the area that were threatening me. God, you know, I had put some prayer all up in here. So if anything was coming up in here to get me, I just say, you know, God had me covered. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing to lay down and have a sweet sleep. And it's a blessing to rise every morning. You know, and just be thankful for God's grace and his mercy, you know, to see another day. You know, I told somebody yesterday, we blame so much on the devil. But how about just saying that this is life? Because nobody told me that the road would be easy. But they told me that with the grace and mercy of God, I can make it. So, you know, that's where we are. We blame, so that's just the enemy. Oh, that's just the enemy. Oh, that's the every hurt, pain. Oh, that's just an attack of the enemy. No, you're getting older. You're dealing with more things as far as mental and physical-wise. It's called life, you know. And there are some changes and some adjustments that we can make. But everything is not the devil. Sometimes it's just life telling us, hey, you need to make an adjustment here. You need to make an adjustment there. You need to make an adjustment over here. We make those adjustments and retune, refine, refurbish, whatever you got to do and keep it moving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's life.
It's life. It's life. Hallelujah. And so eloquently, but I love the way God has gifted you on how to minister to us in real time. Amen.
Yeah.
That's an anointing because a lot of people can't, you know, because people, it's people right now, the children are getting out of school, children are graduating, and their anxieties are working overtime. And some people, on this past week, I heard a lot of people talk about, oh, my body just won't do what, you know. And I even just got a call from my son, you know, and he was talking to me about what he's going through. And I had to minister that very sentiment that you just ministered to us that, you know, about adjusting and about you have to stop sometimes and really take in where you are. And really just evaluate, because really we got more things to pray for than we really do have to complain about. You know?
And
talking to my son, I just, because at first as a mother you want to worry, but it's like God just reached down and grabbed my words and say, here, give him this. So I began to minister to him. I began to say, hey, you're stronger than you think you are. I began to tell him what it is you're going through. God knew that it would come, so he wouldn't put more on you than you can bear. You got to know
that
you already have the victory. Come on, hallelujah. Before it showed up, hallelujah.
Yes,
and I just
began
to minister to him, because sometimes we forget that God already wrote this thing before we were even birthing our mother's womb.
Come on.
He already wrote it. And he already said we have the victory. All we need to do is rejoice. Lord, I thank you for bringing me to this crossroads. I thank you, Father God, for my aches and pains. I thank you, Father God, that I'm here to experience it.
Glory.
I thank you, Father God, because you can say, Lord, this is too much. This bill is too high. Or you can say, Lord, I thank you for being here to experience this and to experience the miracle, the breakthrough, the power, because you told me I'm victorious. So you obviously, I'm already set up to win. Come on, hallelujah.
Come on.
So I'm going to go through what I got to go through, because you even told me this. Not only do I have the victory, but you say you'll never leave me nor forsake me. That means you said you would be with me in the rivers. You would be with me in the wilderness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to rejoice. Glory to God. In any and everything I go. He's saying all things. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
I thank God, hallelujah, for ministry. Ministry ain't always shouting and rolling under the pew. Sometimes we just need to talk. Sometimes we just need to talk.
Yes, we need to talk. We need to teach. We need to share. So I always say, you know, show the nail scars in your hand. I ain't always been perfect. I ain't always been right. But let me tell you how I overcame. Let me tell you, one day, this little storefront church on Piedmont, I rolled up into, and I never left. You know, let me tell you how God will send people in your life to help. God will put you on somebody's mind, and that person will come to you and tell you what God has for you. We need one another. We need one another. We need to know. You know what a lot of people are suffering with? A lot of people are suffering with, they have not forgiven themselves for a lot of things that has gone on in their life. God has forgiven them and moved on, waiting on them to catch up, and you still back here in your pity party. You need to catch up. God has forgiven you. He's prepared a way for you. He's made a way for you. He's opening doors for you. He's shutting the mouth of your enemies. He's preparing a place for you in the presence of your enemies. You just need to walk in it. We just need to walk in it. That's all that we need to do. You know, we're new creatures. We're new men, new women, because what we are reborn in Christ. We're following after Christ. And I know it's hard. Yeah. Been there, done that. I beat myself up for a lot of mistakes in life. But if you learn through those mistakes and keep it moving, learn from your mistakes, try not to repeat them, try to, you know where you are, you know, get some information. It says seek wise counsel. And that's thing we do. We don't seek wise counsel.
Come on, stay right there. Hallelujah. Stay right there. And then sometimes we seek it, but and they pour into us. But we don't hold to what we heard. We don't receive. We love. See, I'm gonna tell you something. I met a lot of people in my life, and they'll come. They'll say, I need to, you know. And when God tell you, when God reveals to you things, come on, amen. Sometimes we leave it sitting on the table. Come on, amen.
Come on.
You know, you say you hungry and you got food right there on the table. Sometimes we just leave stuff sitting on the table. I know what you're saying, Lord. I know what you're saying, Lord, but I'm going to do this my way. Yeah. Sometimes. My God. That's good. That's good. Amen. We're going to take a break, because when we come back, We are going to talk about glorious freedom. And I want to give everybody time to find the scripture. Amen. We're going to be in Matthew 18 and 2 through 4. And we're going to be in John 8 and 36. Amen. So I want to play this song by Kenny Brown, say, Victory, right here on My Gospel Soul. We'll be right back.
Victory in Jesus. Exalt him among the nations. Has told us God our refuge and strength in times when we are weak. There is victory in Jesus. His ways we must see. His majesty rise.
Amen. Victory is in Jesus. Glory to God. That was Kenny Brown. Praise God. Amen. And like I say, I love his worship. Glory to God. Amen. That song, praise God, rings true. Praise God. And look, with anxieties, all you need is just calm down. calm down, bring it down. See, I was listening to 92.1, and a young, they were talking about meditation. Is meditation spiritual? And I feel meditation is spiritual because the Bible says that the blessed man meditate on the word day and night. Amen.
Yes.
And always teach, praise God, amen. When you pray, you're talking. Come on, you're talking to God.
Yes.
But when you meditate, that quietness, that focus allows God to minister to you. Amen. Whether it be rejuvenation, whether it be, glory to God, amen, answers, whether it be, praise God, just a calm in the middle of the storm. Glory to God, amen. Meditation is necessary. Glory to God. So you can put on worship, praise God. Some people put on jazz. Some people just let it be quiet. Come on, hallelujah. Amen.
There was a question on 92.1, I think it was last week, and they were saying, you know, was meditation, I don't know if they were asking if it was bad or if it was only for certain faith of people, or what did the people think about meditation. The Bible says to meditate on his word day and night.
That's what it says.
So
that's what it says.
Find your quiet time. Find your quiet time. Clear your mind. Put on your music or read your words. Just find time to meditate and let God minister to you. We spend so much time, you know, going before God with our prayers, you know, what we want to happen, you know, blah, blah, this. But do we ever just really sit and take time, whether, you know, yoga, you know, what a yoga position, whatever, you know, to just sit and just let God, you know, minister to us, see what, you know, what we can hear from God? Because we always talk.
Amen. Did you, is my phone chopping up or breaking up?
No, you're good.
Oh, okay, just checking, okay. Amen. And it's the truth, praise God. We need that quiet time. We need, you know, and I'm going to tell you, with me, I have a lot of irons in the fire. I have a lot of things that I'm doing, and, you know, and have to get done, and I always have to be ready, you know, to handle. But I have my quiet time. I have to have it. I have to have my quiet time. I have to have just this space to where it's completely dedicated to me bringing my thoughts under subjection to the power of God, bringing my life under subjection. But sometimes along the way, while we are, like they say, movers and shakers, you pick up stuff. You pick up attitudes.
Yeah.
You pick up people's spirit. You pick up people's burdens. You pick up so much stuff. And a lot of times our anxieties are coming from that place where everything is in motion, everything is moving, we got to make a decision, you got to do this, you got to do that. And so you have to stop. Come on, glory to God.
Yes, you do.
He said in his word, be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
if that ain't a powerful scripture right there, that's powerful. Be still.
Right there.
My God. And know it. He says, have confidence in me. Know that I am God. Know that I am in control. Know that I have your best interest at heart. So there's nothing wrong, praise God, with taking a moment and said, look, tell everybody, bring everybody into a place of meditation. My children, we used to lay out on the floor. Everybody just lay out. We put on some worship. One of our favorite worship songs, Would Your Heart and Soul Say Yes? My God.
Oh, yes.
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 And it just let it play and lay out. And my daughter, she started crying. And my son, he fall asleep. And, you know, it would just be a peace in the house.
Mm-hmm.
My God, hallelujah. Amen. So find your song. Find your place of meditation. A woman of God says she She sits in her chair. She has a chair that she sits in by the window. Amen. And when she gets in that chair, everybody in her house knows she don't need to be bothered right now.
That's it.
Let's get into the scripture tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And we're going to read a little bit from Joyce Meyer's book, Praise God. But the scripture says in Matthew 18, 2 and 4. Well, before I do that, I'm gonna digress so and ask Minister Onus to pray for us tonight before we get into the word. Amen.
Okay. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, precious Father God, we come before you tonight, Father God. We come before you thanking you for your grace and your mercy, Father God. Thanking you for another day that was not promised to us, Father God. Father God, we thank you for leading, guiding, and directing our path, Father God. We thank you for strengthening us, mm-hmm. Father God. Father God, we thank you for having a heart to chase after your word, Father God, because your word is a sure foundation that will not give away, Father God. God, Father God, we thank you for protection in these perilous times. We thank you for keeping our minds, Father God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Stay on you, Father God, because in you we know there is peace, there is joy. There's so much joy, Father God. Father God, we thank you for taking care of every circumstance, Father God, that we felt was too big for us, Father God, but that we handed it to you, knowing, trusting, and believing, and having faith in our Father above that he was going to make the crooked places straight. Father God, we thank you for dressing us up in the armor, Father God, our righteous armor, yes, Father God, that we can withstand all these perilous times of fiery darts that the enemy continues to send our way. But, Father God, we just thank you for being our rock of salvation, Father God. We thank you. We thank you.
and become like this little child. That means trusting, lowly, loving,
yes,
forgiving,
yes,
is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. You're great. Look, hey, man, when you become humble, come on, hallelujah.
Right.
It says, and I love how it says, if you, unless you repent, truly repent, come on, hallelujah.
Turn.
My God.
From.
Change.
Yes.
Change. Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Sunday, I was talking about a vessel. Amen. A vessel of honor.
Mm.
He said, purge yourself. Glory to God. You know, we wait for God to do the work in our lives. Amen. But he gives us instruction to that we have to make a step. Come on. We have to make a decision to change, glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
yes.
to God.
Hallelujah.
Turn from our way. Amen. It,
uh-huh.
it says, and become like a little child. My God. Trusting, lowly, forgiving. You know, children forgive. Children. My God. Children believe. They look, if you tell them they can fly, they believe. If you tell them, my God, that you going that they gonna be blessed and they can be whatever they wanna be, they believe.
Yes,
I need you
do.
To believe. I need you to trust. My God. Amen. It says you can it says unless you do this, you can never enter into the kingdom of heaven. My God, hallelujah! What you want to say on them in the sound? Hallelujah!
Yeah. Well, we must first believe that word humble. First of all, let's talk about repent. Repent, Lord,
yes.
I've sinned against thee. You know, Lord, forgive me. Repent, and then turn from your wicked ways, and then. Drop that pride. Drop your pride and become humble before God. See, we got to go humbly before the throne to get anything. There's a reason he put that verse out there. Every verse has a reason to it. Come humbly before the throne as a child.
Yes, yes.
Knowing who your father is, respect, reverence.
Yes.
Consideration as to who he is.
Who he is.
Other
come
than
on.
That, there's no pride in the kingdom. There's no big
come
eyes
on.
And little you.
Little you.
We
come
have
on, talk
to
about.
Stay humble because God, he sits high and he looks low. I can't deal with nobody with a haughty heart. Oh, God, I am your humble servant. I am as a little child. Just, you know, I'm here. Before your throne, Father
come
God,
on,
asking for your continued grace
come on.
And mercy.
And mercy. Amen. And I love it. It says, whoever will humble himself.
Whoever.
Will humble himself. It says, and become like this little child, trusting, lowly,
whoever.
Loving. It says,
you know, did it say if you're Hispanic? Did it say if you're black?
Did it say
if you're white?
Come on, hallelujah. Nothing like
did
that.
Did it put any stipulations out there?
Not at all. It just says whoever. Come on. Whoever. Come on.
That's you, that's me, that's the neighbor next door. And look, that's the alcoholic up the street. Whoever.
Whoever. He say is
put
the greatest.
Aside.
He say is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Glory to God.
Yes.
Is the
hallelujah.
Greatest. So you mean I gotta go? Look, I gotta get low. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. And I'm not talking about amen to where you're a doormat. I'm talking about to where you can hear. Come on. I'm talking
that's
about
it.
To where
that's
to
it.
Where God can honor your worship. Come on. Where
amen.
You saying, Lord,
amen.
No more I, no more I, but it's you, Christ,
yes.
that living.
Yes.
Lord,
yes.
I trust
yes.
you.
Glory
yes. to God, amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah. And in John 8:36, it says, so if the Son liberates you, see, we got to understand that when we become as a child, think about the freedom that that child had. That child don't be thinking about how they look. They don't think about, come on, hallelujah, all the things that as us grown people, we carry a bunch of stuff that folk ain't even worried about. But we pick up so many insecurities in our life. The Lord say, I want you to revert back to the time where you believed all things. Come on, hallelujah. You remember when we was in school, you wanted everybody to be your friend. Come on, hallelujah.
Yeah.
God, you bring a little gift for, come on, Valentine's Day, you got all kinds of cards and candy for everybody in your class. You wanted everybody to be at your house. Come on. You were nice and sweet, you know. And he said, I need you to remember, glory to God, a time in your life where everything was possible. Come on, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Now it says, praise God. It says, if he liberates you, if you understand that you're liberated now, hallelujah, glory to God, it says, then you are really and unquestionably free. Now, I understand this phrase because it's a lot of folks, and I was talking to another minister, praise God, and I was explaining to him freedom, because we think we think just because we can walk around, that's the freedom that God's talking about. No, he's talking about in your mind. When you free in your mind, come on, hallelujah, glory to God. Think about it. A person don't really understand their freedom till they end up in jail. Come on, you ever heard somebody say, I can't wait? But before they went to jail, they took their freedom for granted. Come on now, hallelujah. But after you have experienced bondage, come on, and then you get a taste of freedom, come on, now you understand what God means. Now you are taking advantage of the fact, hey, I'm free. Hey, look, come on, I heard somebody, when they got out of jail, they said, man, I haven't been in the grocery store in years, you know? Just everything that we took for granted, come on, hallelujah. It was like a wonderful experience to them. He wants you to understand it's a wonderful experience when you have experienced his type of freedom. Come on. I'm no longer bound by my past. I'm no longer bound by sin. I'm no longer bound by judgment. I'm no longer under the law of the devil. Come on, hallelujah. Because you know the world holds you by your record. Come on, by your past.
Come on.
When you come into the newness of God, none of that matters anymore. Glory to God. He said you are a new creature, all things have passed away. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we're talking about glorious freedom tonight. Amen. Glorious freedom. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to get into the lesson. Pray God. I'm gonna read a little bit and look, y'all got apostle, amen, and you got minister, praise God. She has the gift of prophecy as well, praise God, amen. I don't play no games. She know I don't, amen. She has the gift of prophecy, praise God. When God begins to revelate to her, praise God, amen, and she begins to speak, amen. It's like, amen. See, people don't understand. When prophets speak, amen, the atmosphere changed. Glory to God. If you receive the atmosphere will change. If you receive the word out of the woman of God's mouth tonight, praise God, amen, hallelujah, your atmosphere will change. Your circumstance will change. Your mindset will change.
Amen.
You got to receive it tonight, praise God, amen, hallelujah. Let's read this lesson. It says, children believe what they are told. Some people say children are gullible, meaning they believe anything no matter how ridiculous it sounds. But children are not gullible. They are trusting. It is a It's a child's nature to trust unless he has experienced something that teaches him otherwise. Amen?
And another thing,
we all know about children. I mean, all we know about children, praise God, is that they can literally enjoy just about anything. even turning work into games. Amen. Hallelujah. What we're learning tonight is that we have to go back to that place. Amen. Like she said, before it was tainted, before they were taught different. Like we learned that, we know that hate is learned. Come on, amen. Mm-hmm. We need to hate Islam. We know that division and isms and schisms and stigmas, all that stuff is learned. Glory to God.
It is.
But before we're taught all of that, we live in a place where we can turn anything into fun. Come on, me and my cousins used to make mud pies. Come on, we didn't eat them, but you know, but we make mud pies. We play in the dirt. We run through the woods. Come on, yes. Hallelujah. We didn't stop doing it until. Come on, we didn't stop doing it until somebody tried to scare us. Come on. We weren't scared to climb trees. We weren't scared to go. Come on. We weren't scared to go to try things. We weren't scared to do until somebody came along and placed fear on us. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can safely say that we really walked by faith when we were children. Come on. We really
walked by faith because it's so wondrous to be a child and have faith in your parents. You know that your parents have your best interest at heart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we pattern ourselves behind our parents to a point where, you know, as little girls, you know, they love their dad. I trust mm-hmm. my daddy. If I jump off this chair, my daddy gonna catch me. I know I can go to my mom and I can talk to my mom. I can tell her my innermost secrets and she's going to keep my secrets. She's not going to tell me anything wrong. So
come on, amen.
Children trusting in our mom and dad, but how many of you know that at a certain point in life we have to transfer that trust to our Heavenly Father? And the trust in him supersedes anything that mom and dad could ever believe in them.
Come on, hallelujah.
Glory to God. And that's what he wants. He wants our faith and our trust. And like you say, along the way, we pick up stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
Like you say, we hate is put. Yeah, like, you know, the mud pies and the tea parties. Yes, we did all of that. Until somebody scared us and, you know, well, I don't want to make no more mud pies, you know.
Yeah.
Or,
that's nasty. You know, you
the bad boys come through and, you know, wreck your kitchen, you know, mess up your mud pies, you know, and stuff. Then you don't want to do it anymore, but. Or you get a present, you put a present to the side and play with the box. I've seen that so many times. I'd be like, I don't understand. It's just the simple, the childlike humbleness, the pleasure of just being alive.
Amen.
Where
come on.
Gone? Where has that gone? We lost that.
But you know what? I want you to say, I want you to stay right there because that's where I wanted. You said exactly where I wanted to go. It was a wondrous time. That's where God wants us. That's what he's trying to deliver to you tonight that are listening. He wants you back in that place of wonder. He wants you back in that place of believing that all things are possible. That's freedom. It's that freedom, releasing yourself from the cares of this world and leaning and depending on him. Come on, hallelujah.
That's a wonderful thing.
It says our Heavenly Father desires us to come to him as children. He wants us to know that we are his precious little ones and to put our complete faith in him to care for us. He wants us to take his hand and lean on him, continually asking him for help. See, what you don't understand is he loves for us to ask him for help. I taught that to my children as they grew up. He loves for us to come to him. He loves for us to depend on him.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. He loves that attention. Listen to this. It's everything that God calls us to do, he must help us do it. Come on. He is ready, waiting, and more than willing. But we must come humbly as little children, sincere, unpretentious, amen, honest, open, knowing that without him, we can do nothing. Glory to God. See, that's an awesome thing. You know, sometimes people, no, ask him. And he said, if you ask what you will in my name, I'll give it to you.
Yes,
come on.
Man.
Hallelujah. You have not because you ask not. Glory to God. He desires for us. He wants you to know that he is your father. Come on. I always tell people, I say, I always looked at my daddy that he could do anything. Come on.
Yeah.
I knew if I asked my daddy going to do it for me. He might tell me I need to do a couple of things, but if he told me what I need to do and if I do it, I don't have any doubt in my heart or my mind that he ain't going to do what he said. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. He wants you to understand that he is your father.
Yes.
Glory to God. He's your father. He's your provider. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the light. He is your comfort. He's a keeper. Come on. Y'all know I can go through the names now. Come on.
Uh-huh.
He is the promise keeper. Lord, have mercy. He is the door. Amen. Glory to God. He said, I am that I am. Glory to God. You say, what you mean? He said, what you mean? I am that I am. That means whatever it is you need, he say, I am. My God, you need healing, he say, I am. He say, you need joy, he say, I am. You need breakthrough, he say, I am. I am that I am. My God. Oh, my God, hallelujah. I'm going to have to preach that one. Listen, glory to God. It says, as God's children, we were never intended to live in bondage of any kind. He didn't create us to be in bondage. Amen. We should be experiencing glorious freedom and liberty. Freedom to enjoy all that God has given us in Christ. He has given us life, and our goal should be to enjoy it. Oh, that's right there. Listen. It says he never meant for us to live a life of bondage. That's why you have to do a careful evaluation, because it's easy to slip into a place of bondage. It really is. It's easy to slip into that place. But I want to speak. That's why I say I'm going to tap into the prophetic tonight, praise God, amen, because we have to understand that this whole word tonight is prophetic, amen. Amen, through the power and the unction of God, amen, we are speaking to your spirit to bring you out of a place of bondage. What is he saying? He's saying in your adulthood, you have allowed a lot of things to attach itself to you, glory
That's
to God,
it.
to cripple your faith and bring you into
That's
a place
it.
Of bondage. Think about
That's
your finances.
It.
Your finances can hold you hostage if you don't give them to God. Your children, come on, your relationship with your children, your relationship with a spouse or somebody you're in a relationship with, your business relationship can bring you into a place of bondage if you don't give them back to God.
Amen.
Anything that God sends to your life, praise God, amen, enlarges your territory and gives you more freedom. Come on, amen.
Yeah.
Anything sent by the devil will bind you, will put you
amen.
In a place of God. You will feel the heaviness. You will feel, come on, amen. Now, I'm going to talk about spirits, but I'm not going to do that tonight. Praise God. I got a show that I'm going to do, a podcast I'm going to do about spiritual warfare, praise God, amen, and demonic spirits in your life, because you really need to know this information. But demonic spirits come. They come. Come on. Come on. Amen. And so but first tonight, we're revealing the enemy, glory to God, so that you can know the difference between God move it and the enemy move.
Come on.
You need to know the difference between an assignment from God and assignment of the enemy, because the enemy is on assignment. My God, hallelujah. If he can keep you in bondage, the scripture we read earlier, if you are operating in bondage and you are not, as a child, walking in freedom and in faith, you will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. He said, you'll never be able to enter in. Your mind has to be free. Your heart has to be free. Your thinking, that's why a lot of miracles are not worked today, because we have a spirit of bondage going on. I can't do that. Oh, that ain't real. That's not of God. That's of the enemy, because he don't want you to believe God. Believe that with God all things are possible.
That's it.
He don't want you to believe that you could come out no matter what the pay. Because the enemy can have the stuff stacked up against you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when God takes over, when you give all that to God, God can wipe the slate clean.
Yes, he can.
Glory to God.
He can, and he will.
Come on.
Some people don't believe that he will. He will.
That's it. He will.
I know it's like my slate clean. I am no longer bound. I am no prisoner to only Christ.
Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. I know it. Glory to God. I love this
the
word
tonight.
The enemy
is a blackmailer. My
Come on, yes,
say
he
is. The enemy is a blackmailer. He'll hold things over your head. You know, it's just like if you're out here in the world and you get into trouble and you get a clutch on your background, you know, whatever, you go to apply for a job or whatever, they want to pull a background check on you. Oh, you got this little glitch right here. But how many of you know that God can hide that little glitch? Or he can
yes,
give
he can.
You favor where that little glitch don't even matter. It don't even matter.
And
don't
look
give
at,
him the job.
And look at this woman of God. You remember when we were kids? We scratch our knee and we just keep going. Hallelujah. Look, the bottom will come off our shoe. We just keep up playing. We keep going. You know, we get in the house, our mom be like looking at us like, girl, what you been doing? You know, hair be all over
in the house.
Because you was too busy. You was too busy playing. You was too busy enjoying life. See, that's the Lord. Hey, I'll take care of the healing. I'll take care of the circumstance, the situation. I'll take care of it. I need you to walk in the newness of life. I need you to rise above it and trust me. He said, keep your eyes on me. My God.
On the prize.
And sometimes you you know what I mean when I say this, sometimes you be in a storm and you can't even tell you in a storm. Come on, man. Whether it's a telephone disconnect, come on, waiting on your next paycheck. You be going through stuff, and you done breezed through it. Why? Because you kept your eyes on God. You kept praising him. You kept serving him. You kept feeding the homeless. You kept, making a way for other people. You kept sowing his whole life. Come on. You ain't never even said, I ain't got it. Come on. You never even, it's like it never touched you. I tell people, we talk about what we went through with COVID, but let's really talk about what we went through with COVID that didn't even touch it. Come on. Can you just think about the stuff that could have touched it, but then God sent a $200 check in the mail. Then he sent a $600. Come on. Somebody hear me out there. Glory to God. Amen.
Come on.
God, when your faith and your trust is in God, hallelujah, I don't care what the storm is, it won't touch you. My God.
Because in the eye of the storm is peace. And while everything is swirling around you, sinking sand, you're in the eye of the storm.
It's just
moving around, and you're just like, oh, well, okay. I'm sitting here on my little ottoman of peace, me and God.
Yeah.
Storms don't pass pretty soon. You know, a storm can lift up. You don't even have, it'll just lift up and move past you. That's how good God is. You don't even get caught up in the wind and the rain and the chaos.
He just lift it up.
Come on.
Lift it
Come
up.
On.
And just move it out the way.
Move it
he
out the way.
Let you get the fullness of it. Because what?
Yes,
he protects you.
Yes,
he
does.
Our protector.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Every day.
Every day.
Not a day go by that I don't say thank you, Lord.
Come on now.
That I don't
Hallelujah.
Give him praise.
Come on. Hallelujah.
I was created to praise him. Fulfill your purpose. You want to know a purpose? Praise God. Because the Bible says we were created to praise him.
To praise him. Hallelujah. To praise him. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let's stay right there. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that this is a perfect time. Hallelujah. To just invite you, praise God, into a place of peace with God. Into
Amen.
A place of trust and into a place of faith.
Mm.
I always tell people, amen, if you lack faith, all you have to do is say, Lord, increase my faith.
My faith.
So
yes.
I will have faith. Because sometimes that's all we need. We've never been in this place before, never been
True.
Through what we're
yes.
going through before. So sometimes you just got to stop, tell them anxieties to flee, and say,
mm.
Lord, increase my faith.
My faith.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Restore my faith. Restore me to a place where I believe everything was possible. Take me back, dear Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
To
the yes,
place
Lord. Yes,
where
Lord.
I first believed. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to pray with you tonight. I believe that this word, amen,
amen.
Hallelujah, was sure. I believe, amen, that it achieved what it set out to do. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this word tonight.
Thank you.
Lord,
thank
I
you.
Pray that everyone listening, that we're good ground tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and that
Lord.
We will bring
yes,
forth fruit in your name. Amen. That somebody may say, what must I do to know this God? What must I
Come
do
on
to
Hallelujah.
Be saved? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we come against the spirit of anxiety and the spirit,
yes.
praise God, of worry and
yes.
doubt. And Lord,
yes.
we,
yes.
Just, we,
yes.
we just, we lose faith tonight. We lose confidence tonight. Lord, because you said whatever
yes.
we find on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So Lord, right now, glory to God, we ask Father God that you release courage, that you release, glory to God, strength, that you show your
yes.
children who you are. Teach us
yes.
how to trust you. Teach us how to lean on you. Teach us how to depend on you. Glory to God.
Yes.
And increase our faith that we will have faith for the increase. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we thank you for it right now. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And amen.
Any closing remarks tonight, sister?
I just want to encourage each and everyone, trust God. Trust God. Where it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Think once a scripture say, he's honey in the rock. Oh, glory. Just taste and see that the Lord
taste
is good. I tell you what, you will not be disappointed. Have faith. God will strengthen you for the journey. He will make a way. He will make a way out of no way. All I oh,
yes,
oh glory. Trust God.
Yes, he will. Trust him.
Trust
him.
Trust God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
We're calling on you right now, Lord. Oh,
yes, Lord.
God. Every cry,
yes,
every
Lord.
Supplication.
Yes,
God.
Lord. Yes,
Woo,
Lord.
God, we
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, trust God. Trust God on this evening.
Hallelujah.
And he will not disappoint you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And to God be the glory for the great things that he has done. I want you to remember that without faith it's impossible to please God, but with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. We'll talk to you next Monday. Look, be here at 7, praise God. I'm going to have to pray around my schedule, amen, and believe God, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, to free me up, praise God, on time, because I care about this broadcast. Praise God. Make sure you share this, praise God. It's a link on Facebook, praise God. It's a link on Twitter, glory to God, amen. And if you want to just come directly to the page, amen, that's blogtalkradio.com/mygospelsoul. We love you.
Amen.
Please tune in. Please tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m., Busting Loose in Faith with Apostle and Prophet Tebow will be live. You can call into the live show at 347-826-9424. Thank you, Minister, for coming out. We're going to have a good, good time next week, praise God. I'm gonna look forward for a word from you, Minister, praise God, to share with us next Monday.
Oh,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. I know it's going to be good. I look, I'm going to have my plate. I'm going to have my plate and my fork, and I'm going to be ready to eat. Hallelujah. God bless
hallelujah.
You all.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And good night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.